Number 9. Shipping on Lake Hallstatt.
Die Schifffahrt hat eigentlich ganz einen wichtigen Stellenwert.
Shipping was very important on Lake Hallstatt. At its peak, more than 1,200 ships a year left Hallstatt. Only very few returned with other raw materials.
The salt was taken down the Traun in special boats, the so-called salt skiffs, as the captain Severin Schenner explains. Though they carried loads of up to 20 tons, the skiffs had only a very shallow draft. At the beginning of the 1880s, when the town of Obertraun on the opposite shore became accessible by rail, classic shipping on the lake came to an end. From then on, until 1943, the white gold was transported only over the lake to the railway station opposite. But not only salt was transported on the railway, it also brought new fuel, coal, and tourists to Hallstatt.
Then passenger traffic became the main focus of transport. The steamship era on Lake Hallstatt began with the steamship Hallstatt in 1862. And actually, right into the post-war era, the ship remained a very important means of transport, with, of course, the daily commuter traffic by ship and rail, and transport of post until the beginning of the 90s. And when avalanches cut the town off on both sides, then shipping was important again as a daily means of transport.
Hat die Schifffahrt auch wieder ihren Stellenwert als tägliches Verkehrsmittel.